Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 171 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be addressing the topic times of plenty. Times of plenty. I'm going to be reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 to 11. The New Living Translation, Deuteronomy 8, 10 to 11. It says, when you have eaten your fill, be sure to praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. But that is the time to be careful. Beware that in your plenty you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey His commands, regulations, and decrees that I am giving you today. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's message is a very simple message, but it's a message that has very critical ramifications. What's the message of today? When things are going well, be careful. It's very easy to run to God when times are challenging and you're like, God is my only hope. You know what, God, there's no other person that can help me but you. So during those challenging times, you run straight up to God. But when things are good, you all of a sudden don't need God anymore. You know, when you're going through an illness or whatever, you're like, God, please help. You're able to pray very well during those periods. You can fast during those periods. You don't even have to be prompted at all to do the right thing. You don't have to be prompted one bit. But then once the going gets good, you know, you're no longer suffering financially, or that health issue has been resolved, it becomes easier and easier to depart from God. Be careful. I don't believe God is speaking to someone this morning, but you got to be careful. When the going is good, be careful. Don't forget where you came from. Because again, once people are gorged on the things of the world, sometimes it becomes harder and harder to follow after the things of God. That's why sometimes, even when you have plenty from the world's perspective, don't gorge on it. Because I like what the Bible says, you know, if you actually read down later, if you read like verse 12, it says of that same chapter, for when you have become full and prosperous and have built fine homes to live in. Sometimes, I'm not saying you shouldn't have fine things in life, but honestly, sometimes it's good to still live a life of modesty, even when you've become very wealthy. It kind of keeps you in check. Because I'm telling you, you'd be amazed at how times of plenty are sometimes one of the greatest inducements for people to fall away from God. You see people, you know, when they're facing tough life circumstances, they're very close to God. But once they get a car, a house, they can meet most of their basic needs, they don't see any need for God anymore. And then those things and the chase and the pursuit of those things becomes way more important than the chase or the pursuit of God. That's not the kind of life you want to live. So I'm encouraging you today, be careful of times of peace. Or even times where you've just achieved something great. That's a very easy time to fall away from the faith. Very, very easy time. You know, I like to think about people like Elijah. You know, he had just had a great spiritual victory on Mount Carmel. And boom, right after that, he was threatened by Jezebel. And he ran into hiding, asking God to take his life. So those are two. I mean, there are other times where you have to be careful in life. But honestly, the one I really want to focus on today is that those times of plenty. But really, I think another good one is just after a great victory, the devil is coming for you. So just be careful. Be very careful. Don't let worldly things get to your head. Because you see some people, you know, worldly things have become such a huge part of their lives that it chokes up the work of God in their lives and makes them unfruitful. That's literally what the Bible says. So don't get choked up with the things of the world. Because again, it will make you not grow in the things of God. So it's my prayer to thee that the Lord will help you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will strengthen you. He will enable you to do what is right. He will enable you to remain spiritually disciplined and to remain connected to Him, regardless of how good the going is around you. And for those of you that have not surrendered your life to Christ, I want to give you an opportunity to do so right now. Again, I'm telling you, Jesus can really transform your life. Jesus has transformed my life. Jesus can transform your own life. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross, to set you free from sin. If you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Please take me as I am. I confess that I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. I believe you died and rose again. Cleanse me of all my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So if you said that prayer from your heart, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you to do three things. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It'll tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, read the Bible. Find the translation you understand. The New Living Translation is great. Just read it. Read it consistently. Do what it says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. I love the New Living Translation. Really easy to understand. Just every day read it, not once every few days. Every day read the Bible, even if it's a small section. Meditate on it. Do what it says. Then number three on that ladder is find the Bible-believing church. Not just a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places they call themselves churches, but they preach things that are not consistent with the true word of God. So find a Bible-believing church and fellowship with other believers. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a great church. There are also many other great churches around the world. So just make sure you're fellowshipping with other believers, reading the Word of God and doing it. And again, first area you should jump into is Epistles 96 to 101. It'll really help you grow in your walk with Christ. So thank you for listening to me. Until next Friday, have a wonderful week ahead. God bless you and Shalom.